sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon and welcome. You are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a program called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. I will be your host today. And today I am joined by Mr. Brody McKnight,
hi,
aka Gretchen Snakes, who we are hearing right now in the background. How you doing, Brody?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We are here at the station in the Christmas or the holiday spirit. Are you in your holiday spirits yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. I'm kind of feeling the same way.
It needs to start snowing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an inferno here in the studio. It's very hot.
Yeah.
So I have to get into the mood a little bit more. And I don't know if we have anything prepared that will get anybody prepared for Christmas.
Definitely not.
Which is a good thing. We're here to be challenging here at CITR. Anyhow, so Brody McKnight involved with many things here in Vancouver, many projects. One of them is your solo project, Gretchen Snakes.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering is just where did that name come from?
There's no real story behind it, really, other than a long time ago I was in a band called Stuffed Animals, and my friend Justin and I just needed fake names. And it just, one day I was walking home from work and it just came into my head, I think. I don't know, I have no idea where it came from. But I just started sticking with it and set up a early Facebook page to troll on old high school people. And then they didn't know who I was either, so they set up a page called Who the Hell is Gretchen Snakes? Nice. And then they think that they figured it out, but I don't know if they know that they did or not. So, well,
you just,
I don't know.
Develop your own mythology around it, I guess.
Sure.
Just get whole story going. All right, cool. And you're involved with many other things. You want to maybe tell the people what it is that you've been involved with over the years?
Yeah. Like stuffed animals and sex negatives and mutators and Vivekar Ensemble and heavy chains and, I don't know, eating out. And, yeah, like lately, oh, and New Sensei, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot.
Duh.
And lately I've just been doing a lot of solo stuff since Daniel lives in London, so we but then the solo thing is going to start turning into more of a band. We're like, okay, another like sort of branch from the solo stuff. I have some people that helped me do the Sour Cream show, like the 8-hour show that we did.
Okay, cool.
We're going to turn that more into like a band to play this sort of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit like Vivekar, I would assume, like kind of a collective type thing, or is
some of it's gonna be like, I want it to exist like solo, strictly solo, and then like this stuff that we're listening to now are more like pieces, and then we might do like the Sour Cream thing was a piece that I don't know if we'd want to do again, so I have like these sort of like ensemble ideas of doing, you know, longer pieces and then actual sort of 3-5 minute songs. Just kind of be able to select what I want to do at a specific show.
Right. Well, you gotta please the fans.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a ton of them out there.
Big, a lot of pressure.
All right. So in general, most of the things you've been involved in is kind of dark, noisy music a lot of times. And I asked you to bring in some things for us today to play.
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing things along the same lines? Assume
it's all, none of it's dark.
None of it's dark. It's all very happy.
No, everything is very nice.
Okay, all right. So, what should we start with then? What do we have queued up here?
Well, I think the first thing is some sort of recordings from the Hermann Niche performance that he did. I don't even remember the name of it, but it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Good.
Get into it. We're getting into the spirit of the holidays.
I think it's about the history of orgies and mysteries or something like that. Right.
So it's transcendental.
That's very pretty.
All right, so we're going to start with this here and then continue to blow everybody's minds here on The Burrow. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. heart sounds and murmurs were recorded from dogs presented to the clinic of the School of Veterinary Medicine,
University of Pennsylvania. The sound recordings were made under clinical conditions without the use of sedatives or anesthetics. Extraneous sounds caused by breathing and other movements of the subjects are sometimes audible. Unless otherwise indicated, irregularities in cardiac rhythm are the result of respiratory sinus arrhythmia. Heart sounds from a normal dog. Notice the sinus arrhythmia. Number one, mitral area. Number two, aortic area.
And we are back on the Burrow CITR 11.9. Brody, you're hanging in there?
I'm fine.
All right. What is it we just heard, that last track?
The last track was a Spectrum song. It was like a 10-inch of... it was a covers 10-inch. That song was called... I think it was called California Lullaby. And I have no idea who did it originally.
Great, great. It's a fitting conclusion to that set. Kind of put people to sleep after, you know...
Calm some people down.
Yeah. Well, we had the start of that, which was some sort of, as you were explaining to me, some sort of weird death ritual that was going on.
I think it was like a, or a celebration of life, Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the crucifixion and...
lots of skinned animals and blood.
Yeah, you're explaining to me that was actually like the performance, like that was alive.
Yeah, it was like I think it was over quite a while, like maybe it might have been about a week of performance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the Austrian government gave Harmonisch tons of money to do some crazy, do his thing out there. And it was pretty insane.
It's a visionary, I guess. Yeah, so we got started with that and then just kind of got people into steady mood by listening to a dog's heartbeats and just calm you down a little bit before going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to hear some more dog heartbeats eventually throughout this show.
Yeah.
I think it's a great transition.
Of course.
It's natural.
Should all listen,
It's completely fitting.
Everyone should have this record.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else has been going on with you? I saw the last show that I saw Gretchen Snakes was playing at was a couple months ago at the Fox with Alvarius B. And I know you have like a live recording of that. Have there been other things that I've missed or anything coming up soon?
Nothing's coming up soon. I just played Big Joy last Friday.
Oh, okay.
That was
great.
Fun. And then I guess like Sour Cream was probably the biggest thing that I did in the summertime.
Cool.
Which was at the Lido. It was like an 8-hour sort of steady performance. It's gonna hopefully come out at some point in some way.
That's cool. How did Big Joy go? I didn't get to anything, but I was hoping to.
It was good. I could only make it up for the night that I played.
Yeah.
Because I was working the other nights, but it was good. It was a great turnout. And there was a lot of stuff going on Friday, but it was really nice.
Yeah. It's the second year, I think, that it's happening. Cool. So, in order to transition, we're going to use some dog heartbeats so people will get excited. Got more of that coming. What else do we have lined up, though? For after that,
for records,
yeah.
Well, I got the CanCon with the Nihilist Spasm Band.
All right.
I don't know what else I brought. I think I brought some Captain Beefheart and some Albert Eiler.
Cool. All right. Well, stay tuned. Listening to the Burrow on CITR 101.9, joined by Brody McKnight, aka Gretchen Snakes. This is for all of you aspiring veterinarians.
Number 3, pulmonic area. Number 4, tricuspid area.
Thank you.
are still listening to CITR 11.9 FM. It is the Borough. I am joined by...
Number 5. Systolic murmur of mitral insufficiency recorded from the mitral area.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah,
this
absolutely.
This is the hit off the record.
The mitral area?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a dog's heart, so just imagine what the mitral area sounds like in a human's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Pretty great.
Pretty good. That's the next album to be made, I guess.
Yep.
Although, actually, are you aware? Are there like cat records?
I don't know.
Cat hearts or bird hearts or...
I don't know.
Bird hearts might be a little bit too small to make on a record or something. Who knows?
Worth a shot.
There are going to be tons of complications that go
into... I'll work on that over the Christmas holidays.
Who knows what goes into creating this record? This could be really dark, what we're listening to, what they're doing to these dogs. We're not aware.
Yeah.
Or we could just imagine that they're actually really happy.
Yeah, oh, they're fine.
These are natural heartbeats.
Yes.
Excited heartbeats. Anyhow, just listen to Sunsea Girls.
Yeah.
Paris 1942.
Yeah.
Is that like a live track or is that something
from
one of their records?
Number 6. I don't know where that version came from, but... There is a version off of a record, or is an earlier cassette called "To Cover Up Your Right to Live," but the version on that record is different from that one. That one might be on the Paris 1942 record that was pre Sun City Girls with the brothers and Mo Tucker. So I don't remember which version that was. That version I think is better.
Cool, and very comparable to what we were listening to before that, which was the Nihilist or Nihilist. I always say Nihilist, but I think Nihilist is actually the correct way to say it, because it's nihilism.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
Sure.
Nihilist spasm band.
Yep.
An old Canadian group.
Yeah, from the 60s. They played here, I don't remember what year it was, maybe 2005 or 6. They played at Western Front, and it was the first time they'd ever come to Western Canada to play, and picked up that record there. And there's a documentary about them I think you can get from the library called What Was Music, and it's pretty funny. They do some... every year they have a barbecue called No Picnic, I think. Because everything with them is no whatever, like no music, no record, no picnic. And there was a story about how they every year would go to a party sort of supply store and rent a rope for tug-of-war. And they didn't buy the rope, they just kept renting it. Then finally one year, like after 30 years, they finally were given the rope. It's kind of cool.
Lifelong achievement award.
Yeah, band full of doctors and like professors.
So, well, that's what true intellectuals, that's the true music.
Yeah.
That's how we know this is real music.
That's what Canada really sounds like.
Yeah. So music's really meant to be. All right. What else do we have?
I think next is Jim Sullivan.
And you're telling me a little bit about this. Even if it's not true, it's a good story.
Yeah, I don't know if this... I think some of it is pretty true, and some of it is just I'm getting dates mixed up. But he went to... I think he was from Los Angeles and wanted to become a big star. And he left his family at home to go to Nashville to record the record. And I think it's with the Wrecking Crew, I'm not sure. And he went to Nashville and recorded this album, and he was obsessed with UFOs, and the record's called UFO. And I think the story is that he never made it back to Los Angeles, and they found his car and his wallet and his guitar in the desert, and no one ever heard from him. So
we know pretty much what happened. He was abducted.
Yeah.
And
all right. Yeah.
End of story.
Obviously.
All right. So that's what we're going to hear next. Do you by any chance know what the track is called?
It's called Jerome.
Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. And then
maybe further, some more dog hearts.
Yeah, further sound adventures here on the Borough, CITR 11.9. Stay tuned.
Magic man, I bought a pound of magic and What kind of dream and plan will you lay your hand? I found a magic man. Where is that Jerome? Where is there I wanna go? Where is that Jerome? Is it a place out there? Just a town down there. If you're driving slow. Where is that Jerome?
Number 18. Systolic click, also present only during some beats. Mitral area.
Weather made.
Number 19, diastolic gallop of congestive heart failure. The gallop sound is not easily heard with every beat. Mitral area.
The section on the record of heart failures now. So it's getting dimmer, nearing the end of the burrow here on CITR 101.9. I hope you've enjoyed our early Christmas special. Brody, you're still with us. We can hang on for 13 more minutes.
Sure.
All right, I think we can last. What was it that we just heard? Is that
Last track was Royal Trucks.
Royal Trucks, okay.
Yeah, Lunch Money.
Cool. Alrighty. Cool. Any anecdotes?
No.
All right.
None.
That's
people good. Should that's know awesome. About them by now.
Yeah, I assume so. Okay. What is...
Mitral area.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Okay, yeah. So, we're still in some random atrial fibrillations, I believe. Of the hounds, of the canines. So don't worry, they're okay. I think it's safe to say.
It was a while ago. They're all gone now, anyway.
They're all gone. Yeah. So I have something lined up.
Yep.
And
I got a Christmas psychic TV good. Track.
Perfect. Okay. So getting into the Christmas spirit, what's the track called?
White Nights, I think.
White Nights, okay. Is that a St. Petersburg reference, or are we just kind of...
I don't know.
Okay, maybe it's just general he just Christmas.
Says,
no.
I think he just says Santa in it.
Okay,
it's
great.
Christmas. It's
perfect. All right.
It works.
Alrighty, stay tuned. Burrow, CITR 101.9.
You know how much I love you. I give you all my life. Take my life from me. I lay my life down. The point is on this plane. Take the potion like we used to take an ocean breeze. And there's no plane. There's no plane. We can't catch the plane. I simply put my love with you. If that plane will come out of the air, there's no way you can fly. I will take your call. I'm part of you. Santa Claus is checking his list. Of men, the sins of men, we win when we go down. Born out of season, in due time, we give them our children, our children, our children are sublime. So simple, no compulsion. It's so simple. You don't know what you've done. You don't know what you've done. Santa Claus is checking his list, going over it twice. See you. much more difficult. Well, that's nothing like stepping on another plane you have to step across. This world is not our home. Stepping over to another plane, the next plane, free at last.
talking done. Black leather lady, black lady, black leather lady done had a white post on. Mama, mama, here come Dr. Dark.
Captain Beefheart here on CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver. This is The Burrow, just about wrapping up here with Brody McKnight. Thank you, Brody, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a nice, interesting twist on what normally gets done here, not only on the show, but I'd say at the station. It's a nice, challenging hours worth of programming, which is very, very good. Captain Beefheart. The only reason, well, not the only reason, he's very good and he's classic for any kind of noise enthusiast almost. I only bought Trout Mask replica though because of a lyric by someone named Marky Smith from The Fall. And I can't even remember the song that it's from right now, but he references Trout Mask replica. And so then when I was looking up Captain Beefheart and I saw that, I realized I must buy this album.
You must buy.
It's just subliminal messaging. I've just been indoctrinated. So to finish off here, I'm excited about this last video that you... Oh.
Atrial fibrillation. Mitral systolic murmur. Mitral area.
Atrial fibrillation. It's a serious problem. All right. So... you told me about this video. It is an hour's worth of introductions to The Fall on John Peel's radio show on the BBC, I believe. So, you have anything to say about it? Any concluding words in general that you'd like to?
I'm just glad that I got you to play a radio station on your show.
We're just opening. Vortexes here, just like spinning people's minds.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, well, we're gonna conclude here with John Peel introducing The Fall. What better way could we end a show filled with dog heartbeats? So again, thank you, Brody.
It's
been great. And stay tuned. Leo Ramirez show is on next, pre-recorded. And have a wonderful holiday season for those of you who may be leaving soon. And I hope this has gotten you in the holiday spirits.
The fall tonight from The Fall. Station. emotional fall. That's the fall, of course.
Hey, that's the fall. And
the fall from...
That's the fall.
This is the fall. And that's the fall. And
the fall woman.
Less fall from the...
About the fact that there were no fall records. So
from the fall. It's from the fall. From that fall session.
Fall.
It's the fall from the taking of the fall. And
that's the fall.
Oh, you might well laugh. That's a fourth for the fall.
I'm the fall, of course, from the fall, though.
A fall track.
How much by the fall on...
The fall from the mighty fall.
Listen to something by the fall.
That's the fall as they were.
Twist for the tea party.
The fall.
And that's the sixth fall track.
It's the last from the fall.
That's the fall.
And this is the fall.
Marquee Smith.
And the fall from the fall.
Marquee Smith.
Fall magazine. Sort of fall. And from the fall, this is the
the fall, of course, on.
That, of course, is the fall.
Like the fall and that. You know. I mean, I think they'd be a crap myself. The fall back from the fall.
Hola, ¿qué tal, gente? ¿Cómo están? Iniciando otro nuevo lunes. Espero que todo haya salido muy bien esta tarde. Bueno, y el resto del día también. Mi teléfono, damas y caballeros, está libre. 604-822-2487. Disponible para que usted me solicite la canción que desee escuchar esta tarde. A partir de este momento, he de acompañarle hasta las 5 de la tarde.